We're talking to Christie Ferguson, the executive director of Health Source Rhode Island, the so-called Obamacare connector plan that actually goes into effect today. Good morning.
Absolutely. I'm happy as a clam to be here.
And the call center, are these folks trained and ready, do you believe?
They are trained and ready. They've been actually up and answering phone calls since the middle of September. So, and every day we're continually up training them. So things are going pretty well so far.
Now, if you had to worry about something that won't work well, what is it in the back of your mind?
I have nothing in the back of my mind. I have a long list of things I worry about, and that's my job, is to worry about those things. But right now, I think all of the biggest hurdles that had the possibility of really derailing us, we've passed them with flying colors. We're one of the only states in the country that will be up and running on October 1, full service, soup to nuts. The federal government came in and did a review, and we are one of the top states.
You seem pretty upbeat. Where will you be?
I will be all over the place. We're having a couple of events with small businesses.
What are you doing to reach some of the populations we know are underserved? For instance, people who perhaps don't speak English as their first language.
So we have some great people in the contact center who speak Portuguese and Spanish. We have fairly extensive outreach program that is run through the Rhode Island Health Center Association and has most of the network of social service agencies in the state involved. They're helping let people know about the availability of the Medicaid program, which was also expanded. And I think that they're doing a great job. They're all trained up and, again, will continue to be trained, and continuous improvement is a fundamental value that we have.
Another population that is underserved, sometimes because they want to be, are the so-called young invincibles, people in their 20s who jog 5 miles a day, who don't feel they need health insurance. Now, I know that both President Obama and former President Clinton have been urging these so-called young invincibles to sign up. I'm just wondering if you're nervous that you won't get enough of these people in your pool.
So I will say that as the mother of a young invincible, I think that we'll have a lot of luck reaching out to moms to get their kids,
okay,
probably more than the president or the former president. But I think that that's going to take a little bit of time, and I fully understand why. But I do think that as we go through the next couple of months, there'll be more and more awareness of it. And I got to tell you, moms make most of the decisions in their families, and they're really good at working their sons. So
certainly when I was growing up, that was true. One of the things I have noticed, despite a lot of national hue and cry going the other way from some folks in business and the people who don't like this plan, is that when you put this into effect in Massachusetts, I know you were a part of it, the number of people insured by employer private plans actually increased.
Yeah. I mean, in Rhode Island, 98% of the businesses in Rhode Island offer health insurance to their employees. Of the small businesses under 50, about 50% offer health insurance to their employees. That puts us as a state in the top five in both categories. We have a tradition as employers of offering health insurance, and we have been, when I was last in the state, our rate of uninsurance was very low. It was only 4% for children and 6% for adults. So I think that with affordable and accessible health plans, we'll see the rate of uninsurance go way down.
Well, let's talk about small business. What do you think has been their response, and is the customer service in place to get insurance brokers' quotes in the short turnaround time that they sometime need?
Absolutely. A broker can go on. We have special tools for brokers. We're really excited about it. We have a partnership. Let me step back and say one thing about what's happened in Rhode Island. The lieutenant governor convened, at the governor's request and direction, a series of stakeholder meetings and processes before I got here. That really was the envy of the country.
In other words, they set the table.
They set the table. They got everybody to the table, got really great input, made a decision to go with a state-based exchange. And when I got here, there was just so much partnership already built. And then we made a decision to really aggressively focus on small business, because small business so often doesn't get focused on.
And that's where the need is.
And that is absolutely where the need is. And small businesses need predictability. They need to know what's happening. And that partnership that we've developed with the broker community and with the small business community is unique. We will be the only state in the country, the single only state in the country, that has a primary focus on small business. We will be one of three or four, I'm not sure how many yet, but less than probably three, who will be starting full employee choice on day one, meaning that a business can come into the exchange, can sign up, and allow their employees to take the contribution of the employer and apply it to any of the 16 plans, regardless of the carrier. That is completely unique. It is a fundamental value that we have, which is people making those decisions. That's what's going to bring costs down.
In other words, you're going to give the employees of the smaller businesses, those with 50 employees or less, pretty much some of the same choices that the folks who currently work for a large company often get.
No, you know what? Small businesses are going to have a set of choices that large businesses do not have and have not had and will not have unless they want to come into the exchange.
Now, the lower premiums that we will see that have been talked about nationally, is this going to come at the cost of fewer choices and narrower networks for some folks who are going to enroll this way?
Well, so let's think about this for a minute. If you live in Warwick and you work in Warwick, and I'm a Rhode Islander, so I can say this, right? Most of the time, you don't drive more than 5 miles outside of Warwick, right?
Unless you pack a lunch.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to. Everything's there. Warwick's a great city. Scott Avedisian's a great mayor, right? So it's a great city. It's got every healthcare, every kind of healthcare provider you could possibly want. If you live in Warwick and you're in the healthcare system in some way, you are probably already in some form of an integrated network, right? People define an integrated network as a narrow network, but you're probably already in one, and it probably is doing really well for you. So if you had a choice to be in that kind of a network and that network cost a little bit less, shouldn't you have that choice, right?
In other words, you're saying that basically, again, the consumer is going to shape his or her own health care coverage. I guess some people worry that if you have a disease where you would rather go to one of the Providence or Boston teaching hospitals, that you'd
every
be allowed
single
to
plan,
do so.
Every single plan that we offer right now and in the future, all of the plans will have that feature.
So if you have a catastrophic problem,
yeah,
you'll be able
absolutely.
To get the best care.
Absolutely. There's no desire here. I think that the thing that is different than the 1990s that everybody remembers when managed care was put into place and people really got stuck in systems that they didn't want, there were two things that were different. One is the employer made the choice, not the employee. So the employee didn't have any options. The second was that really the insurers didn't focus on care. They focused on price.
Right.
So what we know now is that so much of the price has been wrung out of the system. Now it really is, we're finally down to brass tacks, which is, how do I get my care? What can the call center and the exchange and our system as a whole do to support me in making a decision that makes sense? And equally important, where am I going to go that's actually going to get me the best outcome? And that means healthcare outcome, but also for any of us who are in hourly jobs or working two jobs, don't have salaries, anybody like that. You know, every hour that you miss from work because you're sick is money that you don't get in your pocket. You don't have sick days, right? And so we want to be able to tell people ultimately, you know, is this kind of care, does this actually lead to you being able to work more effectively, or is the care not good enough to do that?
Well, good luck and thanks an awful lot, Christy Ferguson, the Executive Director of HealthSource Rhode Island. Thank you much for being here.
Thanks.